Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, July 19th is set to be the day when international travel for Irish citizens opens again with the help of an EU-wide digital travel certificate. There will be three different types of cert, which will all help speed passengers through airports, that's the hope, but they will still not be absolutely required for travel. Fergal Keane joins me now. There are three different different categories of certs. You might bring me through some of them, Fergal.
Yeah, we're just getting details of how this is going to work today, but the three types will certify that either a passenger has been fully vaccinated, that's type one. Then there'll be a test-based certificate showing that the passenger has a negative PCR test in the previous 72 hours. And then a third type called a certificate of recovery to show that you've previously had and have recovered from COVID. So non-essential travel then will still be restricted in Ireland up until July 19th. That date is July 1st in several other European countries. But then the application process for various certificates will be, they're going to be similar to the portal. We'll use a similar portal as that used to register for the vaccinations. And the Minister, Oisín Smith, Minister for Procurement and E-Government, he said that Irish citizens can apply for this digital vaccination cert when they're fully vaccinated. That's the easiest type to get, it seems to me. But the portal isn't open yet. He said today that they've been testing the system for the past couple of weeks. And once the system is up and running, they expect that to be sometime early next month. Then there'll be a large public rollout and you'll be able to apply for your certificate once either you're fully vaccinated, you have recovered, or you've got your PCR test. Now, one important thing, at the moment you need a PCR test to enter other EU countries, and that's going to change after July 19th for fully vaccinated people. You no longer have to get that test. And if you're arriving into Ireland with this certificate, you won't have to self-isolate.
Okay, which will be welcome for some. So what will this digital COVID cert say, Fergal?
It can be either paper or electronic. And the most important part on it would be a barcode. And you scan that going through an airport, same way you scan your passport or a boarding card. That's going to cut out physical checks, which could be linked to checking for COVID. So you'll have a digital COVID cert. We have one which has already been issued in Spain. And what it says in that, it specifies that the top that this is a vaccination cert, then it has your name, your date of birth, there's a very long certificate number, the name of the health authority who issued it. It would say the type of vaccine you've had, the manufacturer, and whether or not you've been fully dosed, whether there's two of two there, and then the date administered. And then it will also have a barcode on it, which you can scan, and you can have that on paper or it can be on your phone. Then the second type is a test certificate, and that's quite different. Now, if you don't have either a vaccination cert or the recovery cert, you're not, in fact, going to need a PCR test to leave the country, but you're going to need one to enter another country or to return to Ireland. So a test certificate, when you take the PCR test 72 hours before travel, you can get one of these certificates. You get that through the same portal as the vaccination cert. Mm-hmm. You'd have to take a private test. You're going to pay for that yourself. Looking at the cost today, that cost between 95 and 199 euros, depending on the type of PCR test and how quickly you want the result. But you don't have to get a test certificate. All it does is allows you to travel through the airport electronically, because Oisín Smith said today that by July 19th, if that date holds for travel, they expect Dublin Airport to quickly go between 25 and 30% capacity. It's only 5%. At the moment. So if you don't have a certificate of any type, if you just arrive with your PCR test, your documents are going to have to be checked in person, and that's going to add long delays to your journey.
I can imagine it will. How are they going to police all of this cert system? I mean, how will they be sure that people aren't faking the information? Especially, for example, let me give you an example. It's this cert of recovery. Say that I have had COVID and you have to be recovered for a certain period of time. How will they know that I don't put the wrong dates down?
Yeah, well, we put some detailed questions to various departments on this today, but we haven't had detailed answers on it. But Oisín Smith did say yesterday that data was gathered very carefully all along through the vaccination stage as stored in the COVAX system. The HSE uses that to keep track of people who've been vaccinated, but also people who've tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 9 months. So it's a notifiable disease. If you've tested positive for it, your name is in the COVAX system, and then we presume you can use that to apply for a certificate of recovery. So they know all about you, actually, if you've been vaccinated or if you've had the disease. And we're told today that the UK is working on its own certificate system, that it will be compatible with the European system. But if you're an Irish citizen then vaccinated in the UK, you can apply for a certificate here. And also non-Irish persons living in Ireland can't apply for a cert here. As I said, we put in some detailed questions to various departments today. The Department of Health said in response that there's currently a huge amount of work underway across government departments to get these certificates introduced, both for travelling out of country and into the country. And that includes, they said, operational arrangements arranging to the digital COVID certificate, specifically with a view to streamlining the flow of passengers through airports without electronic today. That is the barcode. It's going to be quite important to get it through. And it said the public will be clearly notified of the steps needed to access the EU digital COVID certificate when the portal is up and running.
Okay, Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed. I'm joined now by Paul Hackett, who's president of the Irish Travel Agents Association and CEO of clickandgo.com. You're very welcome, Paul. You've been listening to Fergal Keane laying out as much detail as we know at this stage about the digital travel search. What do you make of it so far? Is this what you expected?
Well, the EU digital COVID certificate is the only way to safely reopen international travel within the EU. It was launched on St. Patrick's Day this year, so it's been it's been in the domain since the 17th of March. And the basic facts of being vaccinated, recovering from COVID, or having a negative test result are there. And as we're getting closer, we're 4 weeks now from the reopening of international travel from Ireland. It's clear that we're now getting to the planning stage. But there's some really good positives, Cormac, in this. Mm-hmm. IBM and Salesforce are the people who managed the vaccination portal for us. And we have seen how effective that is. That's the same team of companies, IBM and Salesforce, are managing the digital COVID certs for the Department of Health and the HSE. So we have a lot of confidence in what's going to happen here in terms of the transfer of the data, the protection of the data, and the implementation on the 19th of July. What's really clear for everybody is for vaccinated people, the digital COVID certificate makes travel very simple and straightforward. If you are fully vaccinated, as in having had your second dose and 2 weeks after that, that's the determination of being fully vaccinated, or 2 weeks after Janssen if it's the single dose, you effectively have the freedom to travel anywhere within the EU from the 19th of July.
And you're saying that simplifies it an awful lot. Is the criteria too stringent or not stringent enough in your opinion?
I think the criteria have to be respectful of public health, and I think that's what they managed to do here. We are in a totally different position to where we were last year. We have vaccination rollout right across Europe, and the key point here is it's right across Europe, and we're also buying our vaccines from the same hub within Europe. So all of the EU member states are being vaccinated at the same level. So in the case of Ireland, we're travelling to countries that are likely to have vaccination at the same level as we have. We saw what happened with the UK. They were ahead of everybody, and that created a cause of concern for their Department of Health officials because they were going to destinations that had lower levels of vaccination
than they had in the UK. There may be, of course, some variants of coverage in terms of vaccination because some have ploughed ahead more than others. But can I ask you about the issuing of these digital travel certs? Because we're going to issue them here on the July 19th. Now, but other EU countries, I think about 12 of them have started from or will start from July the 1st. So are we a little bit late to the party, or are we being overly cautious here in your opinion, or is this the right way to go?
I think what the Irish government wanted to do is to have the vaccine rollout more complete before they resumed international travel. And I think, again, that, you know, we have to deal with the cohort of people who want to travel internationally and the cohort of people who are concerned. And international travel is not just book it and spade. We've always got to focus on the corporate and the business traveller, the visiting friends and relatives, the fact that we have so many non-Irish citizens here and so many Irish citizens abroad and that they have not been able to travel. So this creates the environment by which they can travel. Yes, the 19th of July is later than the rest of Europe, but that has an advantage insofar as we can see how those other 12 EU countries are implementing the process, managing it through their airports, and getting those certs out. All of these certs effectively are identical. It's not like we're having 27 different certificates. It's an EU standardised document. The Spanish one is a copy that I sent to your researcher earlier. Ours would be remarkably similar, apart from it will have an Irish flag.
Mm-hmm. Very briefly, you said this simplifies travel if you're vaccinated. For unvaccinated people, for children, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
It is, yes. The issue with children, under 6, you're exempt. Children 7 to 17, that is the grey area, because we have no plan from NIAC with regard to the vaccination of that cohort. So they are going to require tests, a test into the destination they're travelling to and a PCR on return to Ireland. For the younger cohort, kind of 35 down to 18, it's a case of if they wish to travel on the 19th of July when restrictions and fines cease, they are going to have to go down the testing route, or they wait until September when they will be fully vaccinated. So there is an element of discrimination. It's down to the vaccine rollout and the way we have approached it in terms of the age profile. They are allowed travel. They're just going to have to test in order to do so, or they wait until September and they're fully vaccinated.
OK, we'll talk to you about it again, I'm sure. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go and President of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Thank you very much.